It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In our series, Reclaiming Worship, we now ask the question, how do you weed out idols that take root in your soul? Idols are more common and less recognizable in our modern Western cultures than we think. Elizabeth Scalia writes that they even include ideas, fleshed out or formed by craftiness and certain needy self-centeredness. Such ideas become idols of prosperity, technology, coolness and sex, plans, family, status, education, spirituality, and so forth. Weeding out such idols presents a number of problems. Here are two. First, what is a weed and what isn't? All of the ideas named earlier can be good. God established the family. God designed sex. All of these ideas can be corrupted or twisted. Family relationships can become destructive. Sexual activity can become a perversion. How do you discern whether an idea is good and freely to be enjoyed, or whether it is distorted and has become an idol? In other words, how do you recognize if it is a weed rooted in your soul? Second, not all idols are physical. It seems relatively simple to identify a physical idol made of ceramics, wood, or metal. You simply take hold of it, then you break it or burn it. But how do you grasp an idol rooted in your soul? Here are a few things to help you weed out such idols. First, a reference point and an invitation. A helpful reference point is Alec Motcher's definition of an idol. Quote, whatever claims the loyalty that belongs to God alone, end quote. You can often identify an idol that has taken root in your soul by how it directs your attention and energies away from the one true God and toward itself. For instance, does the accumulation of money cause you to focus more on your increasing wealth and what it can buy for you, or to worship God and search out ways in which your increasing wealth can be used to benefit others? Is sex experienced as something sacred and holy, a creative power gifted by God, between one man and one woman in covenant relationship for life we call marriage, or as something that treats the other as an object for personal satisfaction? Discerning our own hearts and motivations is difficult. We default to justifying ourselves, which is often an act of self-deceit. For this reason, you need to invite God to scan your heart and expose your idols. And that's our second point. In an earlier podcast, we touched on a prayer of invitation for divine examination. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Then wait and listen attentively for God's answer. The next point is to recognize and respond to a group of three equipping perspectives. Jesus gives us powerful direction for removing idols rooted in our souls. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, and elsewhere, he provides three perspectives which I'll illustrate from Matthew 5, verses 21 to 26. First, there's knowledge of the traditional righteousness. Second is an awareness of a vicious cycle. And thirdly is living a transforming initiative. Traditional righteousness, vicious cycle, transforming initiative. First, let's look at the perspective of traditional righteousness in chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 21. There Jesus states one of the commandments. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. Well, that seems simple enough. Don't murder people. But there's more, and that leads us to the vicious cycle in chapter 5, verse 22. How do weeds of self-centeredness root themselves in your soul? You may not physically kill another person, but you may express unrighteous anger against others, and you may use words that degrade and damage others. Jesus says, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. And this leads us to the transforming initiative, Matthew 5, verses 23 to 26. First, a question. How do you get air out of a glass? The answer is replacing it with something else, like pouring water into the glass to its brim. That will displace the air. In the same way, transforming initiatives are God-honoring activities that displace sinful activities like idolatry in your life. For example, the activity of confessing your wrongs against the other and reconciling yourself with that other displaces unrighteous anger, damaging speech, and injurious actions. The Lord says, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary. And he continues, by God's grace, your genuine movement toward reconciliation removes a weed rooted in your soul. This is one of the triads in the Sermon on the Mount. There are at least 14. The second one begins at Matthew 5, verse 27, dealing with lust. Another deals with keeping your word, Matthew 5, verse 33. Yet another with prosperity or covetousness, beginning at Matthew 6, verse 24. You can contact me for a list of these triads in the Sermon on the Mount. Action items. Let me recommend one. Pray deeply the invitation for God. Search me, O God, to expose idols rooted in your soul. Wait and listen attentively. What is God exposing in your life that needs to be weeded out? 2. Read prayerfully the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. We've only dealt with one of these 14 triads. Can you identify the various triads? Traditional righteousness, vicious cycle, transforming initiative. How is the Lord equipping you to weed out idols that have taken root in your soul?
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.